Mr Acting Chair, I'd like to speak in favour of this resolution, that Mr Mansell be removed from the board, on the following grounds. Mr Mansell has allowed this situation to develop as the chairman of this company. It's the first time in Australian corporate history we've had a major proxy fight for control of a major public company. And how did it come to this? Well, Mr Stokes is a very aggressive man. Have a look at C7, 7 versus the world. That's partly the explanation, but I also think Mr Mansell hasn't handled the process correctly. He has done a big about-face. It is correct that 7 does deserve board representation. And I think the other issue why we should oppose Mr Mansell is that the whole suicide pact that has been developed, led by Mr Mansell, articulated by Mr Mansell, we've heard from none of the others about the suicide pact, apart from the written words. And I think it looks like it's come and led by Mr Mansell, and it is an affront to shareholders' interests. Many of us would have voted to remove you, Mr Mansell, and to retain some continuity on the board with other directors, particularly the one director who didn't vote for the Hoyts deal. But you, in your board discussions, have pulled together this suicide pact, which reflects poorly. You've done the no vacancy rort, which has refused us rights to expand the board from some of the capable candidates you've nominated. That also rests with you. But I think the single biggest argument as to why you should be removed is that you are the busiest man in corporate Australia. I don't know how it is possible to be the chairman of 5 different companies and to sit on 3 other boards. And at the moment, you are trying to pull together a $10 billion merger as the chairman of Zinifex and do all these other things, and it is simply impossible for you to be a full, appropriately working chairman of WA News. And I think the neglect that has gone into the distribution issues, the complete failure of the board to act against an editor who, frankly, is completely out of control, continually getting done over by Media Watch, by the Press Council, at war with our biggest advertiser, the government, and the board has sat there and done absolutely nothing. And I think that reflects poorly on the chairman. The chairman will survive today. There will then be a subsequent compromise where perhaps someone apart from Mr Stokes and Mr Gamble will be on the board representing the 7 interests. Maybe Mr Smith here, former communications minister, knows all about media policy now, working for Kerry Stokes. He'd be the perfect example of someone who 7 should put on the board, who's not as arguably close to the 7 interests and has some of the small conflicts that Mr Stokes does have. So I think we should all vote to remove Mr Mansell. I'd like Mr Mansell to address the meeting as to how he possibly juggles his time to deal with the issues of WA News. And I also want to hear from him as to whether he is committed to serve a full 3-year term as the chairman of this company, as we voted on last year, or whether he is open to a compromise, which a lot of people, including some of the proxy advisers, are recommending to the big institutional shareholders. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.